My journey to my voice, I guess it took a lot longer than I would have liked. There was a lot of pain, suffering, and frustration on that road. But I can say that it brings me the deepest joy to be able to speak or sing and feel completely connected and aware of all of those vibrations moving in me, of that energy moving in me. It feels so powerful. It feels so empowered. It feels so embodied. And that brings me a deep sense of joy and a deep sense of peace.
You're listening to the Feed Your Wild podcast, a conscious lifestyle show about all things nourishing for your body, mind, and soul. I'm Vanessa Rodriguez, and join me for candid conversations with changemakers, exploring health and wellness, food as medicine, intuition and spirituality, and nature-based practices that will transform your health and feed all parts of your wild self. Hello and welcome back to Feed Your Wild. I'm so glad you are here. If this is your first time, I'm excited that you found us. There are many episodes to explore. This is episode 185, so I encourage you to check out many of the back episodes there. It's just like a really beautiful library, and they are perennial. It's filled with wisdom from teachers and experts and so many beautiful beings that I had the honor of sharing space with and connecting with in conversation. So I hope you enjoy them. And for those of you who don't know me, I'm Vanessa Rodriguez. I am the host of this podcast. I'm also an Akashic Soul Record reader, an intuitive, and a functional nutritionist, certified nutrition specialist. So in my work and in this podcast, I love bridging the worlds of the intuitive, the spiritual, the mystical, and the physical, the biological, the clinical, because it's all connected. Over the past month, we've been diving into the topic of voice. I have a long history of journeying with my own voice ecology, and a lot of challenges around my throat chakra and voice. And I created a program called Feed Your Wild Voice that is open until today. Doors are closing today. If you're listening, it's Monday, June 7th, 2021. On the day that this podcast episode comes out, we are closing the doors on this program that is so near and dear to my heart. And if you have listened to past episodes on this topic of voice, or you have any voice challenges and you've been following my work, then you might already be familiar with this program. But I'm really excited that today we have one of our guest mentors. So the program is an 8-week module program, and we dive into all aspects of your throat and voice ecology and how to bring radical nourishment to this really important center. And aside from the plethora of teachings that I share with you, I also have special guest mentors on because they bring so much in terms of their unique understandings and teachings and experiences with the voice that I wanted to share with you. And today we have one of those incredible guest mentors. Her name is Kir Banu. She is a voice trainer and singer, among many other things. And today we're diving into her journey, her challenges and journey with her voice, and lots of practical tips and explorations and insights that she is sharing in this really potent episode. So I'm excited for you to dive in. Before we do, I wanted to give a chance to those of you who are not familiar of Feed Your Wild Voice, the program, to give you a little taster into what it is. It's an immersive program focusing on healing your wild voice on a body, mind, and soul level, so you can activate your inner voice, speak your authentic truth as a clear channel, and do so not just for yourself, which is reason enough, but also for the world. So you can bring your voice out into the greater collective. In this program, we cover how to find and trust your inner voice, dissolve blocks in your throat chakra, gain clarity, and get out of your own way so you can be that clear channel and speak your authentic truth. In the program, we dive deep into a lot of different areas. So we go into physical manifestations linked to voice imbalances, such as thyroid issues, tonsils, lymph stuff, even the oral microbiome and imbalances there. We do anatomy and physiology in a really fun and easy way. If you are not super into science and anatomy, I encourage you to check this out because understanding our body is really critical as it relates to understanding what goes on when there's imbalances and what is actually happening in the body. So we look at the physical manifestations and the anatomy physiology, but we're also looking at the anatomy from the mystical and energetic perspective. So the throat energetic center, common energetic and spiritual blocks that tend to occur at the voice center, as well as remedies, plant allies, food as medicine, and so many tools and practices to tend to your wild voice. We start off by mapping and assessing and doing digging around your voice story and your voice ecology. So the first part of the program and the module is really going to be an exploration into you and your story. So I'll provide you tools to do that. And then as we move forward, I help you to put together a healing plan for yourself that's customized for you based off of your findings and your unique challenges so that you can start to get to the roots of your challenges in your voice center and bring in healing that is aligned and will actually be supportive for you. Throughout the program, you're going to be acquiring tools and understandings that are going to help to build this plan and this healing toolkit for yourself, including how to detox your voice ecology and accessing the purifying nature of your throat chakra to clear toxins, infection, limiting beliefs, and old stories and patterns. We'll also look at channeling and learning the art of communing with divine energy and hearing and listening to your inner voice. This is critical when it comes to manifestation and creating the life that you desire, because we need to be connected to that inner voice and be able to express and communicate clearly, effectively, and creatively. Of course, I sprinkle in Akashic insights throughout as well. So this is a really holistic program looking at the voice at all levels, from body to spirit. Who is this program for? Wild-hearted helpers, healers, creatives, change makers, anyone experiencing challenges with connecting with or expressing their inner voice and truth. Those who have throat-related issues, those could be physical throat issues such as symptoms or thyroid issues, or it could be throat-related issues that are non-physical such as voice loss for no apparent reason or energetic blocks. And anyone seeking to support the health of this transformative center. Now is the time to connect with and fully express your inner voice. I so believe that. And so many of the important critical voices that need to be heard and expressed have been suppressed, oppressed, denigrated for far too long. And it is time that we rise up with all of our voices in unison, in this beautiful symphony, in diversity, to support ourselves, our families, our communities, and the greater collective. I share a lot of my personal story on voice in previous episodes, but I just wanted to give you a little sense into how powerful this work can really be. So I want to share a little story right now, and that's as it relates to my ability to speak from the depths of my truth and who I am, and to be able to communicate that in a way that feels almost effortless, without fear and with resonance, so that it can land in the ears and the hearts of others that I'm communicating with. And I feel that that is such a fundamental part of my work that I do in service to others when I'm helping others in their healing journey, helping them to support them in self-healing and channeling and intuitively connecting to information for them. But also with this podcast, never in a million years, if you would have met me when I was, well, definitely not as a kid and in high school, but even in college and in my early 20s, I never would have thought that I would have had something like this, a platform where I literally come on, speak into a mic, and I'm connecting to thousands of people around the world. It's even wild to think about this right now as I'm speaking, but creating and hosting this podcast and producing this podcast has been one of the greatest joys that I have experienced, because I'm not only able to fully express in a way that is unfiltered and feels totally authentic and aligned, but it's also helping so many people and connecting to incredible humans throughout the world. I am so inspired by how many of you reach out and the things that you are doing and your words. It's just so incredible, and I feel blessed to be connected to you energetically through these ethers and through the vibration of sound. There was a time in my life when I could not speak up. I was a really quiet kid. I never shared my opinion. I always held back, and I was always afraid to speak up in class. I didn't value what I had to say. And a lot of times, I didn't even have clarity around what I wanted to say or who I was or what I wanted to do. For example, making decisions in my life, and I'm not even talking about major decisions like where to go to school or where to live or what to do with my life. I'm talking little decisions like what to eat, what restaurant to go to, or should I say yes or no to this invitation and to go out? What opinion do I have when a friend asks me a personal question? So often, nothing came up, and it was so freaking frustrating. But what I learned was that it required me to reconnect with who I truly was, and to begin to navigate through and dissolve the blocks that I was carrying in my throat chakra, that a lot of them weren't even mine. They were inherited. They were ancestral. They were deep. And I had to do the digging, and it started with curiosity and an openness to go on this deep journey. Eventually, I learned a lot about how the voice and communication is actually a huge part of my learning and my journey in this lifetime. But I didn't know this when I first started out. The more that I was able to connect with truths, to connect with the deeper aspects of myself and discern what was mine and what was not mine, and then begin to cultivate healthy boundaries and energetically supporting myself, that's when I really started to show up for myself, when I was finally able to hear my inner voice. That's when I began to dive into the more intuitive and spiritual realms. And it kind of exploded from there. But since saying yes to this journey, it has been such an expansive ride. I began to manifest the things in my life that were actually aligned with what I really wanted versus what I thought I wanted based off of previous programming or what other people told me I needed. I was able to make decisions more easily, speak my truth, give my opinion without fear, and then open up as a clear channel for myself, for my higher self to come through and to speak in a very effortless way, but also to connect with spirit and divine so that I could be a channel for others and messages that are really supportive for them in their healing journey. I put together this program because I wanted to create something that would have supported the me 15 years ago that started this journey. And if I would have known what I have in this program and what these guest mentors are teaching, that journey probably would have been a lot faster and shorter. But I also would have felt much more supported and not so alone on this journey. That's what I want for you. So if that resonated with you, then I encourage you to check out Feed Your Wild Voice. I have all the links in the show notes, but you could go to my website, wildlyrooted.com/feedyourwildvoice. Again, doors close tonight, June 7th at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard, midnight Eastern Standard Time. All right, so let's get into this incredible conversation with Kirbanu, our guest mentor. In this conversation, Kirbanu shares about her challenging upbringing that compromised the health and the free expression of her voice. She talks about her hunger for a pure voice and her lifelong love of singing, and so how she pursued that as a young person. And she shares a lot about her journey into becoming a singer, overcoming criticism and naysayers, and eventually discovering freedom, joy, and love with her singing voice. Kirbanu shares a lot about how she broke through her blocks around expressing her needs, how to navigate through disconnection and disassociation and begin to reconnect with your voice and body, how toning can bring one back into the body and connect with the inner self, and how to overcome fear of expression and share your truth. Kirbanu shares why learning to love yourself is the fundamental step to finding and expressing your authentic voice. We touch on cultivating confidence, and Kirbanu shares lots of helpful personal stories of overcoming her voice challenges, including how some physical challenges that she experienced and that many of her clients experience can be overcome. And she walks through some of the root reasons behind them and how to correct them. And these are things like quality of the voice changing, voice cracking, hoarseness, breathlessness while speaking, stuttering, losing words while speaking, and more. We touch on the concept of resonance as it relates to a healthy voice, what thinking your voice up means, and what is the worst thing that you can do with your voice, according to Kirbanu. So, like I said, lots of practical exercises and stories and tools that you can try right away to support your voice. And Kirbanu also shares about her e-course, Express Yourself, that will be open for enrollment soon too. And it's such a beautiful complement to Feed Your Wild Voice. So I'm so excited about this collaboration. As a guest mentor for Feed Your Wild Voice, Kirbanu's class is going to be on accessing your complete voice. In this session, you're going to learn how to access your complete voice, use it in a healthy way, and discover techniques to express yourself confidently in any situation. So she's going to share easy-to-use, proven tools to help you use your voice in a healthy, clear, and confident way. Get rid of any nasty vocal habits that may have caused you issues before, accessing the full potential of your voice, how to say what you need to say and when you need to say it, and developing a loving and accepting relationship to your unique voice. We're very blessed to have her with her 15-year journey and experience as a professional singer and voice coach. And we can't wait to share these empowering tools and conversation with you. All links are in the show notes, and you can always go to my website, wildlyrooted.com, and check out the podcast page to access all the resources. All right, let's get into this conversation with Kirbanu. Hello and welcome back, everybody, to Feed Your Wild. Today, we have Kirbanu on the podcast. Kirbanu is an Australian-born, German-based musician, voice trainer, and empowerment coach. Her qualifications are in science, life coaching, and yoga, along with 15 years' experience as a professional singer and musician. Her unique body of work uses sound, therapeutic techniques, and the voice as tools for transformation and profound healing. It's her passion to teach people how to find their unique voice, unlock its full potential, and to express themselves with confidence, power, and impact. Kirbanu, I'm so excited about having you on in this conversation. Thanks for saying yes.
Thank you so much for the invite. It's really my pleasure to be here.
We have been talking all about voice on this podcast for about the past month. And as everyone listening may know, we also have a program that is out and available. And actually, at the time of this podcast release on June 7th, it's the last day to sign up. And that is the Feed Your Wild Voice program. So we've been diving into all these different realms of voice, and I knew that I wanted to have someone like you, Kirbanu, on because you're all about the voice. This is like a huge part of your life. And I'd love to first start with sharing a little bit about what it is that you do on a day-to-day basis. And I know we kind of share a little bit of that in your bio, but I'd love to hear from you and the actual person, like how you describe your work, and then what got you started on this path?
I think it's a wonderful question, and it's not a question that I can answer in a straight line. So we're going to go on a journey already just in my answer. But basically, on a day-to-day basis, my work is divided up between creating music. I spend a lot of time in my day singing. It's really important for me that I start my day in the morning with meditation, yoga, and that I sing. So a bunch of my day is really in the space of using my voice as an artist and using my voice as a human who wants to express herself completely through that instrument, developing and deepening my connection to my own voice. And the other part of my day and the other part of my work is really working with people and giving them what I believe are really empowered, crystal clear tools and information about what is their voice and how can they use it in a really holistic, clear, and empowered way to express themselves in the way they want to, anytime they want to. And when I say voice, I mean like any sound you make. So this is like a very quick summary of my day-to-day work. Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah, I love how you said about the voice, like what is their voice? What is the voice? I know that's a huge question. And I'd love to maybe start there, touch in on that, but as it relates to you, like your personal journey with voice.
Yeah. Okay. So for me, like I often say, you are your voice and your voice is you. So just to like put that at the top, and then I'll come back to my personal journey. There is no separation. The voice is not something outside of us, and it's not a little thing in our throat that vibrates and makes noise. Our entire being contributes to our voice, how we sound, and the way we're able to express ourselves in any moment. So I mean, from our posture, to our breathing, to our beliefs, to our thoughts, to our emotions, to everything that is inside of our psyche, all of this is our voice. And what I love is teaching people how to access all of this. And why I'm so passionate about this and how I came to this journey, well, Since I was a little kid, I mean, since I was like four, I always wanted to be a singer. You know, I used to put my grandparents in the corner and give these mandatory attendance concerts to them and all of their friends. I was a little bossy and I was the master of I'm a Little Teapot. So I was just really passionate about singing. And it was like, I don't know why, I just felt this strong, deep longing of my heart, of my soul for singing. Since I was really young, and I then started out in school choirs and was exploring my voice in that space. But I had at the time like a very girly voice, a very, I guess people did judge it as being a very small, kind of timid, mousy voice. And at the same time, as I grew up, I had a very traumatic childhood. The first 18 years of my life, although there was a lot of love, there was also a lot of trauma. And so I was trying to find my voice at the same time as being a chameleon and kind of adapting myself in order to stay safe, in order to survive. And so I'm sharing because this passion to find my voice and this longing to find my voice is really the tool that helped me heal eventually in my late 20s and early 30s from my trauma. So it was like finding it, searching for it, learning about it, stumbling forward, going through these painful experiences, healing beliefs, and doing all of that using the voice as the tool, using the voice, the connection to myself through my voice as the tool. And through this is how my, I would say, quite unique body of work developed. So this is how I, when I work with one-to-one people, one-to-one clients, and this is really what we're doing. We're looking at connecting them to their voice, understanding what their voice is, experiencing in themselves, and really healing anything that is standing in their way of their free expression. I hope that explains it.
Beautifully, yes. You know, I have heard from a lot of people in this discussion on voice over some time that there always seems to be a connection to what they are experiencing as a sense of loss of their voice, or not being able to like even hear their inner voice, or not feeling confident, or not having the words, or even physically having symptoms. And something that either had occurred or like events that they had experienced throughout their life that seemed connected. And that's a big theme that we've been exploring in the program and outside of the program. And I'm curious if, and of course, share as much or as little as you feel comfortable, but I'm curious if you could share what maybe some of your personal challenges were that you had to overcome.
Yeah, so I think from when I talk about the voice and from letting the voice out, there are, I guess, two things, maybe three things that come to me. So again, I'm coming from a space where I was quite focused on becoming a singer and wanting to sing. So I guess I was tuning into qualities of voice and what the voice is, maybe on a different level than others would if they were just talking about using their voice for speaking. But one of the first things I really needed to overcome was like these physical restrictions that I felt in my throat, burning sensations like in my chest. And this was not just when I would sing, but also when I would want to share myself in certain situations. So maybe for me, expressing my needs was something that was really difficult. Well, actually, it was impossible because I grew up in a situation where if I expressed my needs, I would likely have a very violent outcome. So I think my psyche, my beliefs, my being, in order to protect me, you know, learn to shut me down. And of course, as I said, it's all connected. So my body was then like physically shutting down. My jaw was shutting down. My chest shutting down, like my tongue clamping up. And I would feel this when I wanted to express myself, when I would want to say things. Later in life, like in my 20s, when I wanted to express my needs, it was like everything shutting down, clamming up. And it was like, I felt like swallowing my voice. So one of the first things I really needed to learn how to do was firstly on a physical level to identify what is happening to me, like bring awareness into the space, bring compassion into the space. And then begin to resolve this, but also to look at the beliefs that were behind that. And again, I'm a massive proponent of working with love and compassion, of holding vulnerability in a really gentle, conscious space, and of really slowly healing, really slowly moving forward from these things. That was one part. From a singing perspective, I often always felt like I had this ceiling over me. It was like, I was passionately trying to follow this idea of what I could sound like. I knew it. I felt it in myself. It was like I was searching to have this clear, free voice, this really pure, I guess is a great word, pure voice. I was hungry for it. I was searching for it. And so when I would sing, I was always trying to orient towards this. And I studied with many different teachers. And yet I always felt like there was this ceiling, there was this limitation, and it felt like a pressure in my head. And that took me a long time to finally work out what was going on there. And that was, on one hand, I think beliefs from the tension and the pressure I was putting myself under. So resolving that was really important in moving forward. On the other hand, it was a really technical thing about how do I use my instrument as a singer. And when I could open that, it was really incredible, because when I opened that, after having also resolved this kind of throat, chest, restricted tension I mentioned before, what I then felt was this complete freedom. And this is what I feel when I speak and when I sing. It is this complete flow of energy between like my base, my roots, and my crown. And it is just this really sense of being completely kind of powerful and empowered, and at the same time floating and free and in a space of joy and love. And that for me is really using one's voice.
That's so beautiful. And I feel so many people listening who are, well, I want that, right? I want to experience that. One of the things that I hear very commonly from folks in these conversations is a sensation of restriction and constriction. This being on a physical level, like feeling it maybe in their belly or in their chest, but also in terms of like emotional and mental, having a lot of fear around sharing who they really are or their truth, or fear of being rejected, or very deep, deep-seated primal fears around this. And it sounds like you had very similar challenges as related to like the blocks that you had to overcome. And I know that people are probably asking right now, well, how the heck did you break through that block? You know, like, how can we begin to explore? And obviously, we know that it could be vastly different for each person. But I'm curious, as relates to that block that you had experienced of especially not expressing your needs, because that feels like a really big one that's so common. I would say also in particular for women and just in general, people who have experienced a lot of oppression in their lives, no matter, you know, your identity. So what are some of the ways that you began to explore releasing or shifting this block that you felt?
Yeah, so it's a great question. This is actually a technique that I share in my upcoming course, and this technique really changed my life. So I'll just give it an overview here, but it's really about setting time aside every day to lovingly anchor and connect with your depth. And in that sense of anchoredness and connection, really connecting into the seed of yourself, and really connecting into love. And the love that is available, this unlimited love that pulses through us, that is available to all of us in every moment. And from this space of self-awareness and self-connection, communicating with the vulnerable parts of ourselves and holding them in true awareness and compassion. And I have found in my healing journey and like healing from trauma, and I see this in so many of my clients, we judge ourselves. You know, it's like we have blocks and then we're angry at ourselves for having them. We want to be different and then we're impatient at ourselves because we can't move forward. And yet we fail to hold the compassion to ourselves. And it breaks my heart to talk about it. Like I feel this sadness, you know. We fail to hold the compassion to ourselves and this understanding of, hey, it's okay. And yeah, that was your journey. And that's how you got here. it maybe isn't okay that that should happen, but it's a part of you. It made you who you are. It's brought you to this moment. And of course, all of these blocks or these stories or these limitations or these fears, of course they're there because of this history. Of course, how could you think otherwise? And so learning to meet our vulnerability with compassion, learning to meet our wounded parts with love, and learning to hold all of this with patience and self-acceptance, this has been a really big part of my journey. And then bringing the voice and like toning into this as a tool for healing. And then through that, learning to slowly integrate these parts of ourselves. And I have found that, you know, I did so much therapy and I learned also so many different therapeutic techniques, but I'm a really big fan now of like less is more, simple is better, and let it be embodied. Let your body inform you, because I feel like we're so prefrontal cortex oriented, and it's not bad, but it's like, in my experience and also with clients, it's like we get lost in trying to explain the why of things to ourselves, but that confuses us and that sometimes just disconnects us more. And there's something really different when we would just, as I said, take this time to anchor, to connect, to really reach into that space of love and to hold our vulnerability with that loving compassion and understanding, and then move forward. And this has been a massive part of my transformation. And this is a big thing that I teach in my courses and also with my clients, because it is so essential, because not one person comes to work with me that hasn't got a block, a limitation, a whole bunch of beliefs that are holding them back and causing them really unnecessary suffering and limiting their self-expression. I get very passionate about it. It's like, rah!
Yes. Well, I think that's one of the things that I see so many folks struggling with when it comes to their physical health as well. So I'm an Akashic record reader, so I'm doing these intuitive readings, but a lot of my work is based in functional nutrition and biology. And so we're looking also at the body, and there's a lot of folks who had chronic issues for most of their life. And there's a lot of shame and anger and frustration and not having a good relationship with their body because of it. And you may not even need to have a chronic health challenge in order to have a challenging relationship with your body. And as you were saying that you felt it was really important to have, you know, sort of this embodied experience and allowing your body to lead the way, do you have any advice for folks who maybe have challenges with trusting their body or not fully connected with their body? They could even maybe be disconnected or disembodied.
Yeah, I mean, I can really relate to that as a trauma person, because disconnection is something that I've really had to work through, and numbing out and really learning to come back into body has been a big part of my journey. What I think and what has been really helpful for me, firstly, is like earthing. So when we get out of body, when there's this resistance to being in body, what's really helpful for me is earthing. So I mean, like, go out and walk in nature barefoot, get your feet in the earth, put your hands in the dirt to bring us back into the basics of the elements. You know, we are a part of the elements, and just start there. And sometimes that physical experience is enough. I'm also a really big fan of baby steps. So sometimes that's really enough. But when one can then move from that space and bring it a bit more into the self, things like yoga have been a really big part of my healing journey, because they've helped me come into an embodied space to help me, as I said, from a space of disconnection and numbing out, really learn to come back into body. And then I also find, again, this sense of finding a way to connect into heart energy, finding a way to connect into compassion. It might be too hard. It might be too much. Perhaps it's easier to use music or an external tool to help one elicit that space of love, of bliss, and then to learn how to allow oneself to accept that, to accept those experiences, to accept the good feelings in one's body. What I find is really powerful, and what I do with many of my clients, is to use toning, to use the voice, and to use the energy of the voice to help bring one back into an embodied experience, because the vibrations of the voice are an embodied experience. It requires, as I said, posture. It requires breath. It requires the vocal cords to make vibrations. So there's all of these really physical things that are happening that we can learn to increase our sensitivity to and feel in ourselves. And then a part of the work I do with people and a part of the more voice therapeutic work I do with people then is to, in doing that, bring in this sense of acceptance, of love, of curiosity. And honestly, it's really incredible to me to see what happens to people when they go on that journey and to see this kind of joy, this really childlike curiosity and joy and openness that comes out of them. And to have people say, oh my God, I never knew it could sound like this, or I could sound like this, or it's like they get to know themselves in this whole different way, in this whole, I would argue, truer way. So these are the things that come to mind off the bat.
In kind of thinking about that picture of this person who's sort of rediscovered like their instrument, their power, their voice, and there's naturally a level of confidence and clarity that, you know, I would imagine comes with that. And that seems to be something that so many people, at least those who have reached out and have asked me questions, are struggling with, is confidence. And clarity, I think they kind of can go together. But I want to look at confidence here as it relates to voice and even voice as an instrument. I'm curious if you have, of course, you have thoughts on this, but I'm curious, like, your orientation in looking at confidence, especially as a singer. You know, I think a lot of people, I mean, they just have fear of being in front of people and speaking, let alone singing. And so I'd love to hear your take on building confidence and how that connects to the voice.
Yeah, I mean, a big fan of developing confidence. And, you know, it's not that I always had it. Confidence is something I had to learn. I remember that my third grade teacher told my mother that I was really shy. And yeah, there was a long time where I really didn't know how to meet people, introduce myself to people, make friends, like all of this thing, let alone standing in front of not my grandparents, but standing in front of strangers and singing. And again, of course, I live in Germany, although I'm Australian. And for the last 10 years, I've been performing mostly to a German speaking audience. And that was also really difficult for me. And I would say very scary for me for the first few years, because I was trying to express myself in German, which is a language that I had no knowledge of until I came here. And there's so many judgments that can go with, you know, expressing yourself in a foreign language. I was doing that on a stage in front of sometimes hundreds of people alone and then singing songs. So there was many opportunities for me to feel really scared, for me to really like kind of be reduced in my confidence, for the critical judgmental voices that can be there to really become these huge like macaws, these huge parrots on my shoulders. And again, like what helps me and what I tell my clients, the first thing is really learn to love yourself. Like what I shared before, it sounds really basic, but honestly, it's an exercise that honestly, it changed my life. Like it changed my life. And I see it change the lives of my clients. When we can learn to hold our vulnerability in loving compassion in a very grounded, connected way, when we can really learn how to do this, it changes us, because we are able to look at things like these negative, judging, critical voices, and we're able to learn how to make a little bit more space between that voice being in the driver's seat and perhaps our loving self holding our vulnerability, being in the driver's seat, holding awareness of a judging voice. So this is really one thing that I can't recommend enough, like this kind of an exercise, what I teach. I just think it's so important. It's so powerful. And something else that I love with confidence, this also comes from my programs, is, and again, it's this idea of embodied. So, you know, it's easy, I think, maybe easy is the wrong word, but I understand how it can be easy to feel insecure in a situation where we don't feel confident, where we're scared, where we're telling ourselves all these stories about how other people are judging us, where we're automatically judging ourselves. So what would happen if we would take ourselves out of that space, and rather than feed the fire that knows how to be there, rather than continue down the familiar road that we've been down so many times before, what would happen if we tried something different? And what I love to do with many of my clients and in my courses is, as I said, this idea of embodied work, which is that I love to get people in their bodies to take on characters. I love to get people to play and to, in a really embodied way, like imagine that you're a powerful boss and then walk around the space like that and make sounds like that and let your voice out like that. And I know I'm just running through it in a few seconds for the space that we have for the podcast, but when you really can workshop something like this, and when you're working with people in this space and holding space for them to really get curious and play, what comes out is very interesting. Because, you know, as children, when we're really young, I don't think confidence is ever an issue. You know, we just play, we just explore, we just let our voices out, we just are. It's a process that happens from that place, from that age, becoming an adult where the world happens, situations happen, and we develop armor, we develop beliefs that try to serve us in certain situations, and they do at the time, but as we get older, they no longer serve us. So what would happen if we could come back, if we could have really concrete tools to help us come back to this space of play, of curiosity, of children? And then try on characters, try on roles, let the voice come out from that space, make a connection, make an embodied connection to yourself, to your voice in that space, and then go back into the situation in the world where confidence is maybe in the past been a challenge and see what happens. This is very interesting. And I have my clients do this and come back and tell me, oh my God, this same situation, I was able to say no. I was able to set my boundaries. I've never been able to do this before. And it happened because of what I learned.
It's like such a huge foundation. The things that you're touching on, I think, for laying the groundwork, not just for supporting one's voice and moving through and healing some of these blocks, but really to live in like their fullest authentic way and to be able to express their truth in a way where their fear is minimized and a lot of these things that may have stopped them before. And I think the concept of voice within this world right now that we're living in, because it's really scary for so many people, and especially sharing their truths. You know, there's a lot of fighting and back and forth. And that's one of the things that I keep hearing from people too, is just so much fear wrapped up in it. And I feel that what you're really touching in on is to tend to the most essential aspect of yourself and bring in that love first, starting with you, and then moving forward into the world with that base, with that foundation to support you.
Yeah. Yeah. Because without that foundation, you can't, not truly. Yeah.
Well, a lot of folks who wrote in with some questions, interestingly, talked about physical stuff connected in with their voice that they had questions about. So I'm just going to share some that came in, and I'm curious what your take is on this and what you've experienced as any, you know, supportive tools or practices. But quite a few people saying that they'll have sudden voice loss or periods of losing their voice, feeling like their voice changes or gets hoarse, and that like maybe even stumbling over their words or stuttering starts to happen in certain situations. Also, just in general, like inflammation, or maybe after a period getting burning in their throat or having like a full-blown, what seems like an infection of the throat. And so it's interesting because a lot of these folks are saying these are things that pop up over and over again, and I always try to look at it, and I know it's not just about my immune system. So what are some of the things that you see are related to some of these symptoms?
Yeah. So you just ran through a whole bunch.
There's so many. Yeah.
I was like, I'm trying to hold them in my head. So because like there are different things for the different things you said. So.
Okay. Well, we could just choose a couple and go deep.
Yeah. Let me say first up, everything you said can be resolved. Everything you said can be resolved. So any person who is listening to this, honestly, if you are suffering from anything that was just mentioned, it can be resolved. And it has either to do with how you are mechanically using your voice, as in you're not using it correctly, and you're misusing it over time, which is causing all these issues, and or it has to do with your beliefs about yourself, about your voice, and what happens in how you wish to express yourself in certain situations. So that's like the matter answer. Now, let me take a few of the things you mentioned. So, for example, did you say something about breathlessness or
losing voice and some hoarseness, or, you know, like the quality of the voice changing?
Yeah. So quality of the voice changing, it's not that I can say it's 100% one or the other, but basically you are your voice. So I cannot express that in any clearer terms, so that if you could just look at your body at the moment, look at yourself in the mirror, feel all of yourself, understand that every single thing you are feeling is your voice. You are your voice. Your body is your voice. Your mind, your emotions are your voice. So looking at something like hoarseness, like loss of voice over time, or like instability in tone, for example, over time, like maybe you're talking for a while and then after a while you hear it gets a bit croaky, or it's like the melody is not holding true. This could be caused by incorrect posture. It could be caused by inappropriate or insufficient, let's say it's a better word, breathing. It could be caused by tension in any part of your body, but especially tension in your articulation system. By this, I mean your larynx, your jaw, your shoulders, your tongue, your lips, and your cheeks. And it could also be caused by a lack of resonance. So really not understanding your complete physical potential for making sound and not accessing that physical potential when you speak. So this is going to cover pretty much most of the mechanical issues that you just mentioned. So that for me, again, is like burning, scratching, hoarseness, loss of voice, vocal fry, instability of tone, breathlessness when speaking, like all of that is really mechanical stuff. And this is stuff, again, that I teach, because I personally had this issue happen. Maybe I'll just throw in a quick side story here.
Please.
I was, you know, studying voice with many different teachers. I think I spent about 10 years traveling around the world and learning from really incredible teachers about voice. I trained classic and jazz pop. And yet when I got to Germany, I was teaching like really long teaching days. So sometimes I would be talking for 8 hours back to back for days at a time. And then I would be touring on the weekend, giving concerts. And what happened after doing that for about 6 months is that I would get halfway through an 8-hour teaching day and my voice would start to completely deteriorate to the point where I felt like it was getting super inflamed, like my throat. It was like I felt like I was having an allergic reaction to something in my throat, and that would get stronger and stronger, and I would start having coughing fits, and then I would completely lose my voice. And this was a massive problem for me because that is my income. Mm-hmm. So not just that I couldn't use my voice to express myself, but that my way of supporting my life and singing, which is the greatest passion of my life, my greatest joy, all of this was threatened because I kept losing my voice. And it really got to the point where I couldn't talk. And I went to the ear, nose, and throat doctor, and because I was really worried that I had vocal nodules. I was worried that I'd really caused somehow vocal damage. And yet I didn't know why, because in my understanding, I was using my voice in the way that I'd learned. They did tests. They checked everything out. It was a bit red and inflamed, but there was no significant issue. And that led me on a 1.5-year quest to really deepen my understanding of what the voice is on every different level, mechanically, from a speech pathology perspective, from an emotional psychological perspective. And that's when I realized that even though I had trained as a singer, I'd never really learned to understand, and I'd never been given the opportunity, to be fair, to understand how my voice really works. And I realized that I wasn't at all accessing what I call resonance. And resonance, along with breath, is such a big part of the mechanics of how the voice works. So if we are not using this correctly, then we're putting our voice, our vocal cords, under really unnecessary tension and pressure. Now, if we do that over time, because we're talking a lot in our work or, you know, in certain situations, we're going to have vocal loss. We're going to lose our voice, or we're going to at least have things like hoarseness, burning, scratching, all of these things. And they are totally unnecessary. It is not necessary that anything like that happens. If you learn how your voice actually works from a mechanical perspective and how to experience that in your body so that you can check in with yourself throughout a day. Oh, I'm a little bit tense in my jaw. I need to relax it. Otherwise, everything's going to cramp up and I'm going to get burning in my throat. Oh, how's my resonance at the moment? Oh, I'm throwing my voice out of my throat. I'm not at all thinking my voice up and accessing the true available space that is in my head for my resonance. So all of these things can be resolved if we just have the knowledge, if we just learn, you know, how. From the other point that you mentioned about, I think, stuttering and chewing on the words and losing the words, for me, this has its seed, I would speculate, in the emotional psychological space. And this is a place where I would then really go and look at beliefs and what's going on here in the framework of being anchored in self-love, self-compassion, and moving from that space to resolution. You know, sometimes I have my clients keep like vocal journals so that they can see like what is actually going on with me over time, with my voice, with my self-expression. In what situations do I feel confident, or can I just like let my voice out with ease? And in what situations do I feel like I'm, you know, really fearful and like locking my voice inside? And I think that that's a great way to start recognizing patterns. And that information gives us the awareness. That awareness gives us the opportunity to change. Yeah.
I love all of this. And thank you for really grounding some of this in your own personal story. I think it's really important and helpful. You mentioned something that I kind of want to unravel a little bit because I felt like, wow, I can really intuitively understand what you mean by this, but I'd love for you to break it down a little bit if you're willing. And you had mentioned to think your voice up and also about activating resonance. So what do you mean by those for people who are like, I don't know how to do that? Like, what is even accessing resonance for me? And how do you think up your voice?
Totally. So I'm going to give you an analogy first about one of my favorite analogies, because I just think it's such a great example for really making clear what resonance is. And then I'm going to answer the question. So for everybody who's listening, an acoustic guitar. If you haven't seen an acoustic guitar, please take a look in Google, acoustic guitar. If you have seen one, just like bring it to your mind. You know, an acoustic guitar has a neck, a six string has six strings on it, metal strings or nylon. It has a hole, and then it has this body. Now, the sound on an acoustic guitar is made because I hit the string. I hit the string and it vibrates. Now, this is really similar to your vocal cords. They vibrate. That's where the frequency, the tone is made. But that's just where the frequency is made. It's just where the tone is made. The sound that I, the listener, hear is really not just from that string. Actually, it's really from what happens afterwards, because the frequencies then go from the string through the whole of the guitar into the body of the guitar. Now, the body of the guitar changes. It's unique. It depends on the kind of wood that has been used to make the body. It depends on the size. It depends on the shape. It depends upon what's inside of it. You could really say that no two guitars are going to sound the same, much like no two people will ever sound the same. And what happens when the frequency from the strings goes inside the body of the guitar? Well, it picks up the color, it gets amplified, so it gets increased in volume, it picks up texture, the frequencies double over and they pick up harmonics. So you don't just hear one tone, you hear a range of tones from that fundamental frequency. And all of this then kind of gets richer and more colorful in its sound. And then it just comes effortlessly out the neck, or excuse me, it comes effortlessly out the whole of the guitar into the listener. Now, if you could imagine, what would a guitar sound like without the body? If I were to just hit that string, but there were no body, like there was nothing to amplify the sound, to color the sound. Well, it would sound really just like whacking on a piece of metal, you know, in air. It's not going to sound like much. This is exactly what we are doing as instruments. This is exactly what we're doing when we do not use our resonance. The vocal cords vibrate in our throat. They're in the larynx and the throat. They create frequency. And most of us, because we don't learn otherwise, and or because of life situations that shape our beliefs that then have this consequence on us, most of us throw our voice forcefully out of our throat. And this is the worst thing that we can do. This then will cause a lot of the problems I said before, to the mechanics of the voice, burning, scratching, loss of voice, all of this. We don't want that. Using your voice is all about finding the way of openness, resolving tension, and ease. It is about the way of flow. It is about the way of self-connection. So how we can activate resonance, how we can use resonance, is by becoming more aware of the resonance chambers of the human body. Now, these are mostly in the articulation system, so in the throat, the mouth, but more interestingly to me, they are also in the skull, in the sinus cavities, in the head. So what I do and what I teach is for people to imagine that the voice is like, or let's say the vibrations of the voice are basically vibrating around in the crown and kind of like the third eye area of the head. And you know, you don't have to do anything. Everything you need is already inside of you. It really is. All you need to do is learn to open the door of your awareness to what is there and to tune into it, to tune in your sensitivity. And this is what I teach. I teach people how to tune in their sensitivity to the vibrations of their voice resonating in the chambers of their head. And you can actually feel it physically with your hand. When you would place your hand on the crown of your head, I'm just going to do this now because I'm talking about it. And if you would make a sound like, and as you would make that sound to make sure that you relax your jaw, relax your tongue, relax your throat as best as possible, and do this, make the sound with as minimal effort as possible. And if you would just feel, you might actually feel a few vibrations in the crown of your head through your fingers. And this is resonance. This is thinking the voice up, activating the resonance space, activating our awareness of what is already there. When I talk, everything I say, everything I'm saying right now, I can tune into that and I feel all of the words in my crown. It's almost like there's a magnet above my crown that draws the energy up, and I don't have to do anything but tune in. So this is a really quick overview of what resonance is. Yeah.
That is so incredibly helpful, especially with the metaphor with the guitar, you know, and even as you were talking about, I was just imagining my body as a guitar and feeling being struck, you know, my chords being struck and feeling that in my body. I think that even just tuning into that, as you're saying, like feeling the vibrations in your head, in your body is really helpful. And opening up. So you mentioned learning to simply open the door.
Yeah.
And I feel, well, I can understand that energetically. Is there any way that that relates to something specific that you would do with your mouth or with your body to assist in opening that up?
Yeah. So the most important thing, and I kind of really quickly bounced over it, but like the most important thing is what I kind of said in that exercise. We need to reduce and resolve any tension that's going on in like the tongue, the jaw, the throat, the shoulders. So this is the first thing that we need to do, because anything, if you imagine the vibrations are happening in the throat, so if anything is restricting there, is closing there, then it's really hard to open up or to, you know, to get the, to feel or to activate our awareness of that resonant space in the head. So the first thing we want to do is really release and reduce and resolve any tension going on in, as I said, the throat, jaw, mouth area. One thing you can do is to imagine that you kind of have like an O in your throat, or you can even try like just tuning in when you yawn, the first 10% of a yawn is actually kind of the open space that we want in the throat. So this is one thing, or two things essentially. And the other part is really what I just said, practicing that exercise that I just gave. So that exercise I gave is an exercise I give my clients, it's in my courses, putting your hands on your head and just holding the sound of like M, but doing it very lightly, very softly, and just really imagining that the vibrations of the voice are happening in and around the crown area, and you will feel something, provided that you are relaxed enough in the jaw and open in the throat, and provided you're not forcing anything, provided you're really following the way of ease. Practicing this exercise for like a minute a day for a few weeks, you're going to notice a difference.
Well, I can imagine even a difference in terms of one's demeanor and the rest of your day, because you're literally bringing so much awareness to how you might hold or constrict yourself, which I think that so many people do throughout the day with their breath, clenching their jaw. I know that I have a thing with my eyebrows, which is why I have a little wrinkle in the middle of my eyebrows. Oh. You know, that I hold it and there's a tension there without even realizing and reminding myself to relax. So I can only imagine how this begins to sort of melt away or relax a lot of the constrictions that we hold elsewhere, not just in our heads.
Yeah, and for absolutely. I mean, and I get that feedback all of the time from clients that like, oh my God, I never knew I did that with my tongue, or oh my God, I didn't actually realize I was tense. Now I realize, oh, how could I not have ever realized that before? It's just, again, like, I think we're just so busy functioning in our days as best as we can from whatever history we've come from. You know, and as you mentioned, this idea of learning to be embodied, well, it also, it's a wonderful thing, but it also means looking at these things and becoming aware of discomfort. And even more so, it actually involves taking responsibility for that. Because then when we see it, like what you mentioned, as you do with the fold, the crease in between your eyebrows, oh, I need to become aware of that throughout my day and have an exercise in place and a cue in place that I can help myself soften that and change that over time through my awareness. So in my experience, you know, one part is about learning about the voice, is teaching us, yes, to become more embodied and tuning in to the vibrations inside of us, connecting to our flow of breath throughout the day, tuning into posture, tuning into the physical self and learning to identify and then release tension. And then of course, at the same time, parallel to that, it's then also looking at the reasons why this tension happened in the first place and changing that, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then feeling the beautiful after effects, I think, of that throughout the rest of your life, because I can only imagine, right? It's kind of like a domino effect. You start to wake up or become aware of a lot of other areas, maybe not even just physically, that you might be holding or constricting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I can say honestly and truly, you know, my journey to my voice, I guess it took a lot longer than I would have liked. There was a lot of pain, suffering, and frustration on that road. But I can say that it brings me the deepest joy to be able to speak or sing and feel completely connected and aware of all of those vibrations moving in me, of that energy moving in me. It feels so powerful. It feels so empowered. It feels so embodied. And that brings me a deep sense of joy and a deep sense of peace. And I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful for that. I'm so grateful that I can have that. My voice feels like my best friend, you know, and she's there with me all of the time. And that's such a joy to know that. And it's really my deep, 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 deep honor and privilege to share what I know with others to help them have that experience too.
Well, I think this is a beautiful time to shift into speaking about your upcoming program. I know that people, you've shared some exercises already, some of which that you said you include in your work. And I know people are going to want to learn more. So what's coming up? What you have in store for everybody?
Yeah, thank you so much for asking. I'm really excited because at the end of June, I am offering my annual Express Yourself online voice course. It's a 4-week voice course, and it's really, really learning to revolutionize the way you use your voice. Now, in it, I'm covering these two kind of points that I've touched on with you in the podcast, which is, what is the voice? How does it work from the mechanics of the voice? And how can we learn to have an embodied experience of it and to use it in a really empowered way? And on the other side, it's what are the beliefs that are holding me back? And what's going on with my thoughts and feelings in certain situations? And how can I use them in a way that supports me, in a way that supports my expression in any situation? So this is really what I'm covering in this course. It's a course for speaking. It's a course for anybody. We're going to be looking a lot at, resolving some of the things that you mentioned, actually, like how do we get rid of hoarseness, vocal fry, breathlessness, all of these really mechanical things when we're talking. But also, and I think what I'm really passionate about is, how do we resolve that inner critic? How do we develop this foundation of self-love and express ourselves from this place? How do we, get our voice out of our throat and into the world with confidence? How can we speak effortlessly, with power and impact? And most importantly, how can we really access and unlock our complete voice and complete vocal potential?
So exciting. I feel
Yeah.
like and this is such a amazing complement to a lot of the work that we're looking at in terms of the Feed Your Wild Voice and you as an amazing guest teacher. I'm so excited about your class and all that you're bringing, but also to introduce everybody to your body of work, because I think, I mean, it's obvious that I believe that voice is so critically important, especially right now. But it's not just important. I think that it's life-changing and it's actually a necessity for people right now. Like, we really need this work. So thank you for taking your incredible journey of your life and your experience and putting it together and really sharing that with the world. I have one final question that I ask everyone, and I'm so excited to hear. What is one thing that is currently feeding your wild, whether that's body, mind, or soul right now?
Do you know what's really feeding my wild at the moment, and especially in the last few days? It's been singing. I know that sounds maybe cliche, but like in the last 3 days, I don't know. I have had this desire to kind of just sing more than I've had the opportunity to do in the last month, just because of my work commitments. And so, like the last 3 days, we had a public holiday here, and I was just singing, and I got so inspired by this new song that I heard from this amazing Dutch duo called Heaven. Check them out. Where the Heart is the name of the song. Listen to it on repeat for I don't know how long, but in an unhealthy amount, we're probably talking like in the few hundreds of replays, to the point where I just had to keep singing it and singing it and singing it. And now I've made this cover song on it. And this has just been fueling me and energizing me and uplifting me and yeah, feeding my wild in this space. So singing, really, and music. Yeah, they feed and they feel my wild, and I love that very much.
Love it. Oh, you're getting me excited to listen to that song. I've never heard of them.
It's amazing. I'm going to be releasing a cover of it soon.
Awesome. Well, speaking of which, I would love for you to share how people can learn more about your work and follow you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, one of the best places you can learn more about my work is on my website. It's kirbanu.com. There you find information about voice training with me and also about my upcoming courses. You can connect with me on Instagram. I'm pretty active on a daily basis on Instagram. Again, my name, Kir Banu, and you can also listen to all of my music anywhere online where there is streaming, so like iTunes, Apple, Amazon, Spotify, YouTube, all of these places. My name, Kir Banu. And of course, if you want to stay connected to me, I have a WhatsApp newsletter. I also have a general newsletter, and you can sign up to all of that via my website, kirbanu.com. Yes, and I would love to share more with you. It would be my honor and my pleasure.
Well, I know that you're going to get a lot of folks connecting with you, and I'm so excited about your upcoming course. And also, by the way, everybody, if it wasn't already apparent, Kir Banu is such a brilliant singer, and listening to your chants and your songs is just like so lovely to have with a cup of tea in the morning, which is what I've been doing. That's how I've been leading up to this podcast, is listening to your voice and songs. So it's been really beautiful. And I just wanted again to reflect that back to you and really appreciate you for showing up in the world with your voice.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. And thank you so much for the space that you hold and for what you create and for how you help others. Yeah.
Hey there, I made something for you. One of the biggest challenges that I hear from people is that they are feeling stuck when it comes to their health. You're a smart, capable, and creative change maker, right? And you know what you should be doing for your health. So what gives? Well, it's not about willpower. And I wanted to create something that would help you to unlearn the things that are keeping you stuck so that you can get out of your own way and master the mindset of health. That's why I created Wildly Unstuck, where you'll learn the top 5 things that I have found to sabotage your health goals and what to do about them. You'll learn what it really takes to become committed and unstoppable when it comes to your health goals, and find the clarity you've been looking for so you know exactly what to do to get back into alignment. And I made it totally free. So if this is something that you want to dive into and create a vision and soul goals for your health and your life and bring your gifts to the world, because we know that we need it, then I invite you to join us in Wildly Unstuck. You can find that at wildlyrooted.com/unstuck. I'll see you on the other side.